The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
May the word of God be in my mind, on my lips, in my heart. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anybody in the room believe in the gospel? That was not a rhetorical question. Really? What did we just hear? Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these. Do you believe that? Really? I ask that because, for me, those are the toughest words in today's scripture. They are shocking, they are tough for me to accept as real. What have you done to outperform Jesus lately? It's a good question. Take it into the week with you. I'll get back to it. But first, there are a couple small thoughts additionally that I would like you to take from today's scripture. In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we see that from the very beginning, creating a trouble-free community that is growing and growing was, from the gate, a tough job. It was a growing community. We hear in the Acts a lot about how many new people are joining the community. It was a community of mutual support, but the widows and orphans who were Greek speakers, apparently, were being somewhat neglected, while the Aramaic-speaking counterparts were treated more generously. problems arose then and they arise now when the community grows, as we are called to grow. And then divergent cultures are given the challenge of converging into something new and better. To meet this challenge, the apostles turned to the whole community for a solution. And from that came the first seven men who today would be known as members of the Order of Deacons. We hear that there's a later addition to their job, other than just waiting tables, that was preaching the word. Philip and Stephen become preachers. The biggest lesson here, I think, is that it was the entire community together that took on the challenge of healing itself. In the second reading, the letter is attributed to Peter. We hear encouragement for the early followers of Jesus to take on their calling, their vocation, to be a priestly people, bringing sanctity into the world. Now, our Second Vatican Council told us in no uncertain terms that there are three ways that we become a priestly people. First, by participation in the Eucharist. Second, by deeply drinking of the truth that is in the Gospels. And third, by living lives of healing and charity toward others. And with that, we're right back to Jesus' proclamation in the Gospel. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these. Is this a prediction? Or a promise? Or a seemingly impossible demand on anybody who proclaims themselves to be a follower of Jesus? My answer is yes. All of those things are true. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? No, we're not. We're not outperforming Jesus. Are we on the way there? I hope so. We have been shown the way. We heard it again today. He said, "I am the way. I am the life. The life I lead is the way." Jesus' public ministry was not merely a book tour. He said, not read my book, he said, follow me. With that, he invites us into a relationship with God that cannot help but transform us. However much we try to slow down the transformation out of fear or selfishness, he invites us into a transformation that brings us a share of the divine life that leads us irrefutably into loving others, working to heal wounds, responding to the needs of the world with all that we are and all that we have, to fill the emptiness, to mend the brokenness. We're not there yet. It's a long journey, especially from our current self-centeredness, our consumerism, even our growing warlike nature. It's a wearying task to swim against the tide of culture. And we have times of great frustration. We might even, perhaps you've heard it, grumble a little bit, bicker a little bit along the way. We're not there yet, of course not. And there is only one way to arrive there being where everything is one in Christ. It's the way he showed us, the way he lived. I hope we're on the way. The great news is that being on the way includes being fed along the path. as we are each time we gather here with sacred word and in the Eucharist we will celebrate together in a couple of minutes. I just encourage you today, as you come forward, take it all in. From your ears, the Hebrews believed that stuff didn't enter your heart unless it came in through your ears. Take it from your ears, take it from the palm of your hand, into your soul. Taste with your soul the Spirit that is being given to us when we gather here. Then you might just get a little glimpse of the destination drawing a tiny bit closer.